Edmund looked at his priests and monks, and I wondered if he was about to suggest that one of them should replace him in this test of God's power. Then he frowned and looked back to Ivar. "I will accept your proposal," he said. "That we shoot arrows at you? That I remain king here? But you want to wash me first." "We can dispense with that," Edmund said. "No," Ivar said. "You have claimed your god is all-powerful, that he is the only god, so I want it proved. If you are right, then all of us will be washed. Are we agreed?" This question was asked of the Danes, who roared their approval.
"Not me," Ravan said. "I won't be washed."
"We will all be washed," Ivar snarled. And I realized he truly was interested in the outcome of the test. More interested, indeed, than he was in making a quick and convenient peace with Edmund. All men need the support of their god, and Ivar was trying to discover whether he had, all these years, been worshipping at the wrong shrine. "Are you wearing armor?" he asked Edmund.
"No." "Best to be sure," Uba intervened, and glanced at the fatal painting. "Strip him," he ordered.
The king and the churchmen protested, but the Danes would not be denied, and King Edmund was stripped stark naked. Breda enjoyed that.
"He's puny," she said.
Edmund, the butt of laughter now, did his best to look dignified. The priests and monks were on their knees, praying, while six archers took their stance a dozen paces from Edmund.
"We are going to find out," Ivar told us, stilling the laughter, "whether the English god is as powerful as our Danish gods. If he is, and if the king lives, then we shall become Christians, all of us."
"Not me," Ravan said again, but quietly so that Ivar could not hear. "Tell me what happens, Uhtred."
It was soon told. Six arrows hit, the king screamed, blood spattered the altar, he fell down, he twitched like a gaffed salmon, and six more arrows thumped home. Edmund twitched some more, and the archers kept on shooting, though their aim was bad because they were half helpless with laughter, and they went on shooting until the king was as full of feathered shafts as a hedgehog has spikes. And he was quite dead by then. He was bloodied, his white skin red-laced, open-mouthed, and dead. His god had failed him miserably. Nowadays, of course, that story's never told. Instead, children learn how brave St. Edmund stood up to the Danes, demanded their conversion, and was murdered. So now he is a martyr and saint, warbling happily in heaven. But the truth is that he was a fool and talked himself into martyrdom. The priests and monks wailed, so Ivar ordered them killed as well. Then he decreed that Earl Godrim, one of his chiefs, would rule in East Anglia, and that Halfdan would savage the country to quench the last sparks of resistance. Godrim and Halfdan would be given a third of the army to keep East Anglia quiet, while the rest of us would return to subdue the unrest in Northumbria. So now East Anglia was gone, and Wessex was the last kingdom of England.